Zach, this is reading on James Greer, G-R-E-E-R, G as in George, James, J-A-M-E-S, Greer, G-R-E-E-R. Date of consultation was 6/20/23, and date of visit, date of birth is 12/29/40. Please make a copy for Dr. Diego Torres, T-O-R-R-E-S, Diego, D-I-E-G-O, M-D. Next paragraph, history of present illness. I'm sorry, chief complaint is cough and hemoptysis. Next paragraph, history of present illness. This is a this is an 82-year-old male who has a past history of bronchiectasis with chronic bronchitis and a past history of hiatal hernia. Has had intermittent hemoptysis and has been extensively evaluated by various pulmonologists. More recently, the patient was seen in the emergency room this past, I'm sorry, the past 10 days ago, and had a chest CT which showed diffuse bronchial wall thickening, bilateral bronchiectasis more severe in the right upper lobe with volume loss, and biapical pleural parenchymal scarring with chronic multifocal bronchocentric nodular opacities and mucus plugging. There was also tree inbud nodularity with ground glass nodules prevalent in the lower lobes and the left upper lobe. The patient has been treated with antibiotics. He has no fevers or night sweats, but has had previous bronchoscopies done. And is being followed by the infectious disease service. For atypical infections, including Mycobacterium avium. The patient recently had an upper endoscopy done by Dr. Zach on 5/5/23. And was found to have a small hiatal hernia and gastritis. The next paragraph, past history, the patient's past history includes history of recurrent bronchitis, bronchiectasis, and airway reactivity as well as reflux disease. And he has had no surgeries. Next paragraph, allergies, no drug allergies. Next, habits, the patient smoked for 10 years, half a pack per day, and does not drink any alcohol. Worked as a teacher. Next paragraph, family history. Mother died of pancreatic cancer. and father died of an aneurysm of the aorta. Next paragraph. Review of systems of patient has shortness of breath, hemoptysis, and wheezing. He has no abdominal pains, nausea, no vomiting. He has no urinary symptoms of flank pains. He has fatigue and some weight loss. And he has no joint pains or muscle aches, no seizures, headaches, or memory loss, no depression or anxiety, denies leg or calf muscle pain, no palpitations, but has mild leg swelling. Next paragraph. Physical exam. Medlist included minocycline 100 milligrams daily, Zithromax 500 milligrams daily, famotidine 40 milligrams daily. Next, physical exam. This averagely built elderly white male is alert, pale, but no acute distress. There's mild clubbing, no cyanosis, and no lymphadenopathy. Skin turgor is good. Blood pressure 130 by 90, pulse 72, respiration 16, temperature 97.6, weight is 158, saturation 97. HED and non-phthalic pupils reactive. Tongue is moist, clear over injected ears, no inflammation. Neck supple, no bruise, no lymphadenopathy or thyromegaly. Chest equal movements with decreased excursions. Crackles heard at both lung bases, more on the right side. Heart, the heart sounds irregular, S1 and S2, no murmur, no S3. The abdomen is soft, benign, no masses, no organomegaly. And extremities reveal 1 plus edema, reflex of the 1 plus with no gross motor or sensory deficits. Cranial has ghostly intact skin, no lesions. Next paragraph, impression number 1. Bronchiectasis with acute exacerbation, number 2, hemoptysis, number 3, atypical mycobacterial disease, and number 4 is is gastroesophageal reflux. Next plan, the patient will be advised to continue the antibiotic therapy for infectious disease service. Also advised to get a complete pulmonary function study with bronchodilator studies. Also advised to have a bronchoscopy done to evaluate the lower airways and get cultures for AFP and fungi and bacteria. If he has any severe hemoptysis, he was advised to come in to the ER immediately. Follow-up visit be arranged in approximately 3 weeks. Thank you for his consultation. Copy for Diego Torres and Diego Torres, MD, and Dr. John Zak, ZAK, MD. Thank you.